could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I am so happy to welcome Michelle Joy Del Rey. Are you there, Michelle Joy?
I am, Dr. Iris.
I'm so happy to have you here. We've talked about having you on my show for a very long time, and I've known you for a very long time. I'd like to give all our guests a little intro on you, if that's okay.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Well, Michelle Joy Del Rey is a highly trusted architect of change. She's inspired thousands of entrepreneurs to start with an idea, fuel it with passion, and engage in unreasonable actions to fulfill their vision. And Michelle does it through her beautiful heart. She knows firsthand that everything is possible. As a leader and life coach, she listens to her clients with profound respect, knowing that they have greatness within them. It is that awareness that elevates every conversation to one of possibility. And I know that personally from working with you, Michelle. She has a unique process, and she weaves business strategies, communication distinctions, quality management, and sustainability into each coaching session. Her clients thrive in any economy, producing extraordinary results with grace and ease. Michelle Joy Del Rey was instrumental in a startup and continued growth of Consulting Alliance for 16 years. It was a company that was designed to coach 200 business owners monthly in group programs. And she also grew her own consulting company called New Century Productions, which provided private coaching to 20 to 35 CEOs and business owners weekly. With Pat Finn, she led the Quantum Health Wealth Rubicon, a web-based training program for health professionals. Michelle Joy also founded the Orange County chapter of American Holistic Medical Association. She has given medical doctors and many holistic practitioners access to a professional referral network. And she has given CEOs access to wellness initiatives for their companies. So with that kind of background, Michelle, I've known you for a number of years, and I know that you see your life as a creation in which you focus, you have complete focus on daily looking at the possibilities, and as a coach, you have inspired so many people in their work and their lives. How did you start your professional life with this intention to be a source of this type of inspiration?
Well, years ago, I would have said it started when I was in the Landmark Education Forum. But when I was in a keynote training program with Les Brown, I actually uncovered the beginning point, which was at my birth. And I know that sounds really remarkable, but at my birth, my mother was a teenage mom, single mom, and at the hospital that she went to, there wasn't room. It's sort of like there wasn't room in the inn. at my birth time, which was right before Christmas. And so they put her on a floor where there were people who were dying, because it was quiet. It was a place where she could be in peace. And she had such compassion for the people who were there that she took me around as a newborn baby to meet and to be able to bring joy to these people who were there. And so in that moment, my purpose in life really began.
So Michelle Joy, your name is Michelle Joy. Is there any coincidence in this?
That's a great question. I've never been asked that one. I actually don't think so. I live with the purpose of joy in life. Personally experiencing joy, having my clients design their businesses around what will give them joy and be able to have it be a source of support for the quality of their lives, as well as being able to have it be a profitable venture and to fulfill their dreams. And so living from that as my own quality actually has me accessing that quality every day.
I love that. I love that. So is there one ability that stands out as most important in your work with clients?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and it requires really a very profound answer. So I don't say this lightly, and that is listening. And, you know, being able to listen to someone without your own agenda, being in the space, and listening with all of your senses requires training and discipline, but more than anything, it requires being there to be of service. And so listening to my clients is the most important ability, and being able to be present to what it is that not only that they're saying with their words, but what it is that's behind their words, what it is that they're not saying, what it is that they are holding back or not expressing with the fullness of their self-expression. So being able to listen with that quality of listening is what I bring to working with my clients, and that stands out the most.
Okay, and that is a big word of listening. And I think, at least from my experience, I know that that is something that I'm always working on. So my next question would be, are there any techniques that you would like to share with us that you give your clients, maybe one or two, in improving their listening skills?
Well, of course, the first one would be to become conscious of where they want to talk and stopping the talking to be really present in the moment to listen to what's being said without having to jump in there with an answer and getting their answer ready in advance and being able to just be with the conversation that's in front of them. But there is a set of practices behind that, Iris. Mm-hmm. And if it's all right with you, I'd like to just name them at like bullet points. There's
absolutely
10 of them.
Absolutely.
There's 10 of them. And if your listeners want to hear more or know more in depth, there's a website they can go to called Practices for Partnership.
Practices for Partnership is a website. Okay.
Yes. And so the first practice is trusting you are loved. The second one is listening with compassion. The third one is apology, being able to apologize when there is an upset in the space and being responsible about your relationship with another person. The fourth one is forgiveness. It's the cornerstone of partnership. It's the conscious release of judgments or hurts or misgivings of the past, as well as letting go of your desire to be right. To forgive is to actively restore partnership to your relationship. The fifth one is speaking from your heart. This one is one of the most challenging one for people because it means that you are letting go of your guard and allowing yourself to be authentic with another human being. Speaking from your heart means telling the truth exactly as it is for you, from the place where you honor your feelings. And it's creating an atmosphere in which both you and your partner, it doesn't have to be a life partner, it doesn't have to be a marriage partner, but the person that you're in conversation with in a partner-like way. Mm-hmm. You're both able to relax and be yourselves and able to say what you want, what you think, and what you feel. Number six is creating safety. Creating safety is providing a place for someone where they can be truly known, a place where they're listened to and honored. When a human being is safe, everyone around him or her is safe. And by actively participating in the four practices above that we've already said, you'll create a safe place for partnership. Number seven is creating intimacy. That is including your partner. It doesn't mean sexual intimacy necessarily, but it means creating intimacy in listening to each other speak about your feelings, which leads to respect for each other. Respect for each other then leads to trust, and trust leads to intimacy. Including your partner means taking a risk and sharing yourself and making yourself vulnerable, even when you may not feel safe to do so. Number eight is handling upsets responsibly. And that means being willing to practice speaking from your heart and listening with compassion, apologizing, forgiving, and surrendering the need to be right as soon as the upset occurs. And it also means remembering that your partner loves you. Number nine is expressing appreciation. Human beings flourish when gratitude and appreciation are expressed, and we wither under constant disapproval and criticism. Remembering to express your appreciation to your partner on a regular basis allows that relationship to flourish. And the tenth one is honoring your commitment. The act of committing to partnership in relationship with someone leads to a life of intimacy and fulfillment. And bringing honor and respect to this deeply personal relationship means giving your all to the success of the partnership. So it comes right back around to number one of trusting you are loved. The two
yes.
key.
Yes, and, I'm getting that totally.
Yes.
Wow.
And the two key components of trusting you're loved are letting yourself be loved and listening that you are loved. And by using those two practices, you begin to trust that you are loved.
Michelle, that list of 10 is so powerful. Thank you so much. I also know that you work with leaders in business and entrepreneurs. I know you work with health professionals and CEOs of recovery centers. Many people think they should just focus on their bottom line. How does attitude affect their abilities as an actual leader?
That's a really great question. So there's a quote I want to share with you. We were born to create and collaborate, resolve problems, and play. If you look at little children, that's exactly what they do. And that's why social media has been so popular. We can't help but be attracted to something that lets us be more human. It's a deeply powerful force. And our organizations, on the other hand, are struggling because we run them like machines.
Okay, give us examples.
Rephrase your question, will you? Because there's two ways I can answer that.
Okay, so you're saying that businesses are running like machines, okay?
Yes.
And we're talking about focusing more on their bottom line versus how to really be a leader and be successful.
Great. So what you said is really important for people that are hearing this to be able to have clarity about, because there's not a separation. We're, as business people, we have to be smart, of course, and have an eye on the bottom line. So it's not an either-or conversation that we're having about being able to be a new kind of leader. It's about being able to be more authentic, to be able to express more of our humanity, be receptive to, at the same time, be receptive to new possibilities and be unstoppable in the actions that we take.
Mm-hmm.
So in being able to have our organizations be shaped around that level of authenticity, that level of aliveness, is a shift from going from day to day expecting the same kind of results, putting a machine-like quality into the actions that are taken and the way that people perceive their positions within a company. It really calls for each of them to take on a level of leadership, like ownership of the company, wherever they're working, whatever position they're in, to be able to be in that position, be authentic, be open to new possibilities, be creative within that position, to within the culture of the business, to create it so that it is one that they really own and they can be passionate about.
And I absolutely love that. Michelle, we are just about to take our short break, and we will be back with our listeners in just under a minute. Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to welcome everybody back to our second part of our radio show today, Attitude Adjustment. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm here today with Michelle Joy Del Rey, and we are having a fascinating conversation on listening skills and about how to be the best leader possible. And Michelle, I would love for you to share first, if our listeners would like further conversation with you, how can they reach you?
There's a couple of different ways, Dr. Iris. They can call my office at area code 949-305-6380. They can also Skype me at Michelle Joy. It's all one word, MICHELJOY .DelRey, DELRE. And they can also go to my website, MichelleJoyDelRey.com.
Wonderful. Now, Michelle, you have been an inspirational leader to me, to our community, and I'm sure there are times in which you yourself may need some inspiration. So what inspires you to see new possibilities when you're maybe not going through a hard time, maybe a little bit sad? What do you do, and who do you turn to when you need your inspiration?
That is a great question also. So the ten qualities that I talked about in the first section really define me and how I live my life as a leader and coach myself. And the first step is to become responsible for the way that I interpret the world and my place in it, and to become committed to the power of seeing a higher possibility, a higher capacity to see new potentials in things that are changing, in the experience that I'm having. So I create around me a team of people who I can call on and know that they will support me. And there's an acronym for TEAM, T-E-A-M, Together, Everyone Accomplishes Miracles. So when I have some place that I need to dig down deeper to understand or to be able to bring integrity to synthesize, to be able to bring out something that's wanting to be more creative, be more fully expressed, I call on certain people to support me in that.
And how have you found those people to support you? Was it through certain organizations? Through how did you find them? How did you create that for yourself?
That's a great question too. I believe that there is always a flow in life, and that there are people who show up in my life at the perfect time, and there are people that I resonate with, and so I trust that. And there's a science behind us becoming connected as a team. You know, there was a study where they wired a therapist and his patient to special equipment that records heart rate and variability and skin conductivity. Two measures that, taken together, indicate the ebb and flow of emotional arousal. And lines on the two charts rose and fell in perfect unison, revealing that his therapist was truly sharing his exact same emotions as the patient and the person being measured. So, you know, that was replicated in numbers of studies, and Daniel Goleman wrote about it in his book Social Science, The New Science of Human Relationships. He says, human brains are wired to connect, and to a much greater extent than we ever realized. It's not just that laughter and bad moods are quote-unquote contagious. Empathizing with a friend, whether in grief or elation, can activate the very same circuits on our own brains as in our companions. And Goleman goes even beyond that, saying that he calls it this our neural Wi-Fi, W-I-F-I. We've all seen how that connection somehow we have between our brains. You'll be thinking about someone you haven't seen in years, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it seems like they call you or you have a connection with them. So I trust that, and when it shows up in my life, I take action on it.
That's wonderful. I love that. And what was the name of the book again?
Yes, it's called Social Science, The New Science of Human Relationships.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, Michelle, you know my show is entitled Attitude Adjustment.
Yes.
I would love for you to share two things that you think our listeners would enjoy hearing about changing their attitude.
I'm going to take a deep breath. I think that breathing, that space that I just gave myself, is one of the biggest ones in today's active world. Most people are so busy. They're engaged in so many things. Sometimes it's things that they're actively engaged in, they're happy about, they're creative with. But even with that, they're running to the next thing and to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And the people who have a dip and have a place where they might be stuck, they get stuck and are trying to push through by taking more action. And so that moment of taking a moment for yourself and breathing deeply and just letting go of the tension in your body for just that moment, it gives you space. And in that space, we actually have an opportunity to access incoming information, awareness, that connection with our neural Wi-Fi. And it's in that moment that we start to have new creative answers or have our access to our intuition that we are able to open up.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That was fabulous. So what are some examples that really stand out for you of people who specifically have transformed their thinking or overcome like specific odds? Like we know about Helen Keller, who said, what is it, living your life as a daring adventure and nothing at all, right? So
yes.
Who are some of those people that stand out for you?
Well, I'm going to actually refer back to a couple of clients of mine. You know, this is one of the people that you know, Dr. Holly Carling. You know, when I began coaching her, she was newly divorced from her husband, who was a chiropractor, and she was raising three teenagers, and her practice had been joined with her husband's, and so she was really starting out all over again. And she told me that when she began coaching with me, it was at a time in which she wrote out her bills, her checks to pay her bills, put them in the envelope, and then she prayed over them because she wasn't sure where the money was going to come from to pay them.
Wow.
And she had to actually transform her thinking, first of all, to hire me. Because when she was already at a point in which she was praying just to pay the bills she had, to hire me was going way over and beyond what she thought was possible. But what happened was she actually took her life on like a daring adventure. I asked her key questions, a series of questions, to get to the heart of what her vision was, of what was possible for her. And getting focused on that and taking actions that were consistent with that and then measuring on a weekly basis for results led her through that concern of how she was going to meet her bills on a weekly basis to a point of living her vision, which is becoming a bridge between Eastern and Western medicine. She was one of the first people certified to bring acupuncture into hospitals. She became known for being able to bring people out of coma through acupuncture. She went on to be able to establish herself as a leading thought leader with women's issues in health and nutrition. And she became one of the top income producers in the nation, in the top 10% of licensed acupuncturist in the nation.
And that's just way amazing. Just amazing. So, Michelle, if somebody is interested in receiving your service, do you have some type of special or something that you would like to offer our listeners? Maybe an article or a book or some kind of session with you? How could someone get a feel for you and what you do?
That's a great question. I love to work with people and I offer them a complimentary 30-minute business design session. I just came from one this morning in which I went out and met with someone that I've known for 7 years, and it was so successful for him. He actually gets to see his whole process for taking his business to a new level over the course of the next year.
I love it.
And so they can reach me the three ways that I already said. They can reach our office by calling area code 949-305-6380. They can reach me through email, M like Mary, J like Coach. MJ like Joy, Coach, COACH, at Cox, COX.net. Or Skype me at michellejoy.delray.
Wonderful. Now, Michelle, we do have a few minutes left to our show, and I would like you to leave our listeners with what do you think they can do now that will open new possibilities for them in their life?
One of the things, and if they're listening right now, I recommend that they write this down, is to start noticing the coincidences in your life. That's a very unusual one when we're talking about business.
Yes.
But there are things that are showing up in your life that you're not paying attention to. It's like driving down the freeway, and you are driving every day down the freeway and back home, there and back. But it's not until you decide that you're going to buy a red Corvette that when you're driving down the freeway, you start to notice all the other red Corvettes on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the study of coincidences in your life has show up for you. You start to see business opportunities. You start to see ways to collaborate with other people. You start to see business coincidences, other people doing something similar, ways that you can be able to contribute to what they're doing. Those start to show up when you start to notice the coincidences in your life. This was actually studied by Dr. Carl Jung, and at that time he named the science synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, Dr. Deepak Chopra has renamed it with a different emphasis, a deeper emphasis. He calls it synchro-destiny. It's where your destiny, what your purpose is, what you're committed to, links up and coincides with synchronicity.
I love that. I have never heard that before, that synchronicity and synchro-destiny. I love it. Anything else in 10, 20 seconds that you could tell us?
Yes, there's scientific support of this whole field is called social neuroscience. Scientists are actually confirming the things that we've only intuitively known now. I work a lot with clients accessing their intuition alongside with the actions that they're taking to have them be operating from their own inner integrity, from their wholeness, and they receive it and access results. They have results that show up outside of what they thought was going to happen inside of a certain time frame.
Michelle, this has been fabulous having you on the show today. You can reach Michelle Joy Del Rey by the ways she said earlier, or you can also go to her website, www.michellejoydelrey.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, December 10th, with Dr. Lainey Simpson, Doctor of Chiropractic and Certified Clinical Bone Densitometrist, a leading expert in women's health and osteoporosis. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com and my website, www.driris.com. And I will leave everybody with a quote. And this was a quote, Michelle, that I got from you, from Michael Bernard Beckwith. Mm. The enlightened give thanks for what most people take for granted. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thank you for being part and listening to my radio show.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait.